you're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Pat McGann.
I feel like I'm in a garage on the south side, but you guys have an antenna. That's like the biggest difference.
Yeah. Afternoons on the Score.
When you think dope, you think Casey Johnson.
I think he's a Judas to a certain extent.
All right, so Darnell Mayberry was on the station earlier today. Casey Johnson was on the station earlier today. Joe Cowley's got a column out. Casey Johnson had a column out. Arturas had a column out. All the Bulls reporters are at Summer League in Vegas. And part of it is to watch...
Matas Buzelis.
Buzelis, yes.
Summer League, make me feel fine. Sorry, carry on.
No. That was really good.
Not really.
That was fine.
Well, you know.
I'm going to Las Vegas in my mind.
Yes! Listen, I thought the anthem last night was good.
Sorry, I was drunk. My bad.
What do I know?
Sorry, I was just drunk. That's why the singing was bad.
I think that's how it works. So
please don't critique my vocal.
But I think the bigger reason, actually, that they went, not that they would not have gone anyway, but the bigger reason was because this team is tearing down the old core, and AK promised the writers that he would speak. And DeMar is a king, and Vooch is still here. And LaVine is still here.
Mm-hmm.
And have you really torn it down enough is the question of the moment. And Darnell and KC's columns were kind of about that.
Yes.
They were about what AK said to the reporters in Vegas about Zach and DeMar and the direction of the team. Joe Cowie filed a column. Bulls Zach LaVine could be heading for dysfunction without a buffer, and paints a picture of paints a picture of DeMar DeRozan being a buffer between Zach LaVine and Billy Donovan stems from a benching of a game against the Magic that Zach didn't get over.
Oh yeah, Zach never got over the benching. And there's Cowley with the deets, the significant deets, where he said that Zach understood how to remain professional because of DeRozan's presence. Doesn't mean the players in the locker room haven't heard LaVine be openly critical of Donovan. He never's gotten over a benching in the fourth quarter of the loss to the Magic, like you mentioned. That's Billy's decision. He's got to lay with it. You play a guy like me down the stretch. Benching was the first domino, and here where Cowley continues. According to a former teammate, LaVine complained that Donovan went out of his way to point out his defensive miscues in film sessions and also would complain about late game situations and his role in clutch moments. And that would make sense, given that LaVine publicly expressed concern early last year the Bulls' offense was getting too predictable in those situations. So, yeah, Cowley paints this thing, like you say, and that DeMar was a buffer. DeMar was the adult. DeMar was the guy helping to keep it all rolling as an extension of Billy Donovan with the somewhat surly Zach. And so in the Odd Couple thing, the Odd Couple vein, this morning, Gabe Ramirez and Mully asked Casey Johnson about this this idea. And let's just say Casey knew exactly where it came from.
Well, the reports from Joe Cowley from the Sun-Times, I mean, the Billy Zach angle, I mean, I reported that, you know, like you said, 2 years ago. So that's an old angle. The DeMar buffer thing, you know, that's Joe's reporting. And I do believe there's some truth to it. Absolutely. What I would say is I've always felt Zach has had, it's less about that benching from 2 years ago and more just about last season. They were trying to play a different way at the start of the season offensively. And there were times where Zach was just run up the court and going to the corner. And he did not like that. And then he was hurt, and it, you know, the whole team got off to a poor start, and Zach at times felt like he was being singled out. I'll just say this, you know, we've asked Billy about this privately, publicly. We've asked Zach about this privately, publicly. They have had issues in the past. You know, Zach's best way to get out of here, if that's ultimately what he wants, is to come in, be professional, play his ass off, play well, and you know that will help increase his value.
I love that they need each other. Joe Kelly and Casey Johnson, they kind of like push each other. Like Casey pushes Joe to maybe be, I don't know, a little more professional, perhaps. And Joe pushes KC in moments like that. Just go ahead and share a little more. Go ahead. You can't deny my reporting. So go ahead and validate it. Why don't you? And he kind of does. They've got a nice synergy on the beat. I think Bulls fans need both of them.
They definitely need both. The larger the beat, the better the coverage. Because you have got more people working the same limited number of sources, and so someone's going to have a relationship with one guy better than another, and it drives people to do it. Maybe you got a better relationship with the front office or this player or a trainer or an agent or whatever the case may be. So yeah, the more veteran reporters on a beat, the better. I completely agree.
Yeah, and somebody's going to be willing to share something, whereas another, you know, writer might not be willing to share something if they're all there.
Yeah.
But I just feel like those two guys, and I know how much they like each other and respect each other. So it just, yeah. I dig it.
That's good.
Did you like Casey's tone right there? Well, I mean, I had that report.
Well, the reports from Joe Kelly from the Sun-Times.
Sure.
I mean, the Billy Zach angle, I mean, I reported that, you know, like you said, 2 years ago.
Get out of here.
I'm there.
Get out of here. Yeah. Restructure a column based on my reporting from 2 years ago again, Cowley. You go, buddy.
Yeah. Zach, he hasn't been unprofessional. To me, when I read Collie's column, if I was Zach, I'd be like, man, it's a little insulting to suggest that the only reason I've been professional is because DeMar DeRozan has been here. Like, I have a gold medal. I have a max contract. I have two All-Star appearances on my resume. DeMar, yes, is the better basketball player who's more widely respected around the league on the court.
But he's also a mature adult. He's the OG. The OG was their best player. DeMar was the OG.
But I'm saying, like, what are the list of transgressions from Zach LaVine that you would say are immature?
It's a small list.
He got pissed and he ran off the floor and he brushed past the PR lady.
Mm-hmm.
That was a bad look. Some people would say letting Clutch put the trade request stuff out there was a bad look.
That
happens all the time.
You know what? I answered too soon with the short list because the public trade request, followed by after he was injured, the team having to say in a statement that Zach and his agents elected the surgery and basically elected the end of the season.
Well, listen, I always will have a degree of skepticism on any team-related release of injury information, especially from the Bulls, given the Derrick Rose and Luol Deng and on and on and on situation.
So you think Cowley is invested in Zach looking like a negative off the court because there's been some stuff that leans that way, and this writing today.
I'm not even making that allegation against Cowley.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
I'm not making that allegation. I know that he doesn't like the contract, and he believe, you know, he's always done the Zach is Robin and not Batman, and he's like Cowley is a beat reporter and a columnist.
Yes,
he blends the two together. KC writes columns but is a reporter. I do think that there's a little difference. Like, there's almost always commentary in a Joe Cowley story.
Yes.
Sometimes Casey writes a straight game story and a fact story, and sometimes mm-hmm. he writes a column, and it's pretty clearly two different things.
Clear. And I will admit that I lean towards Joe's angle on this.
But
in terms of Zach as a negative on the court, and with the potential very much for Zach to be a negative off the court now in the absence of DeMar.
And I'm not even saying that isn't possible or true. I am just saying there isn't a long list of things of Has he been perfect? No, of course not. DeMar has basically been. DeMar has been Kobe light, right? In terms of work ethic, he drives down to Champaign to go with Io to his jersey ceremony. Yeah. He, you know, invites Patrick Williams out to the West Coast to do the three workouts a day. I mean, DeMar got more money in more years than I thought he was worth, and then exceeded right. that contract.
But in terms of the interpersonal dynamic, too, like DeMar clearly is, and Eversley said it this weekend, DeMar has been an extension of Billy Donovan on the court and in the locker room.
Yes.
He's been that guy. So it's natural that in his absence, whoever's going to think they're the dude in the room is going to be much less encumbered or more unencumbered.
Zach carries, even if we don't think that he is, Zach carries himself like a superstar. Superstar agent, superstar walk, superstar talk, superstar contract. So I don't believe that because DeMar DeRozan is gone, Zach is all of a sudden going to be some sort of like unprofessional malcontent. Like, he'll show up, he'll report, but he's going to be pissed.
Mm-hmm.
But part of it's, man, he got hurt and played bad.
Well, somebody else is either going to have to step in as a person that helps with that relationship in terms of Billy and Zach, and maybe it'll be an assistant coach. Some interesting assistant coaches that are now there. Wes Unseld Jr. is here,
yep.
right?
Yep.
So, so it could be that, or maybe Billy and Zach will have to come to a higher level of understanding to work together. And I love the case he said there's some validity to Joe's reporting about DeMar as a buffer. So I think there's something there. Maybe it takes the both of them to get to the absolute truth of it. But I appreciate the mix of their efforts.
Yeah, I think so too. And it'll be fascinating. But just to be as clear as possible, they don't want Zach LaVine to have to be at training camp.
They really don't.
But
and I'm with them.
Yeah. But the thing that I keep trying to say in all of this is you're going to get nothing for Zach LaVine. And you could say I'm okay with that, but there is what trade market possibly exists for a guy that has a three-year, $138 million contract who hasn't been healthy in 2 years and when he played was bad.
And especially now that a lot of those teams like the Pistons and the Kings and others have gone ahead and added somebody that might have fit
so,
in his stead.
So they're not going to be able to trade him. Like, they don't want him here, but they're not going to be able to trade him.
They don't want to attach a first rounder to get it done, but maybe they'll attach 2 seconds. You think he's here on opening day?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah.
All right, we should make that bet, you and I, right now.
I think they want him gone, but I can't imagine a scenario. Who is going to trade for him until he proves that he's healthy?
I don't know.
I
don't have a team for you.
I just can't imagine.
Which is why I can't make one of my patented bets.
Okay. Well, I'm happy to make the bet with you.
Oh, I know you are.
I'm happy to make the bet with you. I just can't imagine him having any market until he proves that he can play basketball. It's Parkinson Spiegel on The Score.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.